This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's After Hours right here on CBS Sports Radio. Zach Gelb in for Amy Lawrence. A one-point victory and a big victory for the Golden State Warriors. Had the lead for most of the game. Toronto goes on that great run by Kawhi Leonard, and then the Warriors still had another run left in them. So we'll have a Game 6 coming up in this series, and we'll see if we'll eventually get a Game 7. Let's head out to Toronto right now and welcome in the play-by-play voice of the Golden State Warriors, and that's Tim Roy. Tim, what an emotional roller coaster ride in this one, to say the least. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I feel like a wet dish rag right about now. But people wanted to go out and celebrate. I said, no, I'm going back to the hotel. I'm too spent at this point. It was a roller coaster, and, you know, even in, you know, you would expect going into the Warrior locker room that would have been raucous and rowdy, but it was a little somber because they know that Kevin's out, and that, you know, that took away a little bit of the glow of this one. But just a fabulous game. I think it's going to go down eventually as one of the great NBA final games of all time, just when you consider all the, you know, circumstances and the drama of it, and how it ended, and with the injury, and just, I think it's going to go down as one that will go down as a classic.
When you're calling that game, and I know nothing should surprise you with what the Warriors do anymore, but they're up almost the entire game. Then Toronto goes in that 12-2 run. Kawhi has 10 points. And then, boom, after that timeout, the Warriors go on their run. Thompson 2-3. Steph has a 3. Can you believe what you were seeing? Because it looked like this thing was going to wrap up in 5 games.
Yeah, you know, I thought when Kawhi took over, and my goodness, he has been so good in this entire postseason. I mean, for about a 5-minute stretch there, I don't think there was anybody on the planet that can stop him. And you know what? What's funny is the Warriors have had, you know, their big nemesis during this whole thing has been LeBron James in Cleveland. Well, the Warriors have had strategies and players that could, you know, make him work hard and slow down. At times, it's really hard to find that guy for Kawhi because he's just so good and so strong. And, you know, I thought when they got down 3, I thought that, you know, that maybe they would be in real trouble here. But they just have this knack, this championship, you know, the old great quote from Rudy Tomjanovich, you know, the heart of a champion. They have that. They have that championship medal. It's been tested and forged and you know, I know there's a lot of people around the country that are Warrior fatigued. You know, they're tired of seeing the Warriors on top. They're tired of having their teams lose to the Warriors. And I understand that, believe me. The Warriors were that team that lost forever. And I was right in the middle of all that. And so I get it, but I got to tell you, that the way they fought back in that game and still had the confidence to take the shots when they needed to, you know, the Splash Brothers really showed me something tonight.
Did you get the timeout by Nick Nurse? Because I still don't get that one. I don't get why you have a team like the Warriors. They look gassed in the game. Why you would give them extra rest?
You know, I thought his team looked a little gassed and was a little unorganized, too. I mean, the only thing that had been working for them up until that moment was, you know, get the ball to Kawhi and get out of the way. And I think it was a timeout. I think Nick Nurse looked around and he wanted to get his team settled and organized for the rest of the game. And because the pace of this game, the intensity of this game, you know, I went from being freezing cold at the beginning of the game where the building was just really ice cold and to where I needed a shower at the end of the game. That's how intense this game was. It was just crazy. And so I think Nick Nurse was trying to get his team just a little bit, you know, back, you know, take a breath. Let's get a rest. Now we got the lead. Let's go ahead and finish this thing off. I think he was showing some confidence in them. But I have to tell you, the Warriors really battled on the defensive end tonight, all night long. You know, even down to the final second with Draymond hustling out there to get maybe a piece of that shot of Kyle Lowry. Just it was a fabulous NBA game.
Did you realize that in the moment? Because I had to see a few replays and a few pictures to know that Draymond blocked it. Did you realize that in the moment?
Yeah, I did, and it's in our call because I saw him closing. And what's funny is in Toronto, and it's great, they get pushed in the second row. But the game was so exciting, everybody was standing, front row, second row, you know, because everybody was so into it. And so I had to stand. So I had a very good look at Draymond's closeout over the Warrior bench. And I just saw him go up, and I just saw, I think I saw the ball move just an iota. You know, like when Lowry shot it, it just looked like Draymond's hand came across the tip of the ball and just got a piece of it. And so yeah, I thought in the moment that he had gotten that. You know, he's very, very good at what he does. And he's a tremendous defensive player. And I think we have, you know, two of the all-time best in this series in Draymond Green and Kawhi Leonard.
Tim Roy here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Warriors do force a Game 6. Game 6 coming up on Thursday night at Oracle. I have to imagine you feel pretty good about this one now to try to force a Game 7. I know the series is so tough to predict, and the Raptors and the Warriors have really been fun through the first five games, but you have a Warriors team that's banged up, but it's kind of tough to imagine. It's not impossible because we all know how good the Raptors are, but it's tough to imagine the Warriors losing three games at their home arena.
Well, it is, but I think this series is a little bit different. I think this series is one where, you know, it can change, and now it's changed again. I think the momentum the Warriors had of having Kevin Durant back is gone, the emotion, and so now they have to get back to business. And for Golden State, I think one of the big keys in the rest of this is to find a third option. Maybe it's DeMarcus Cousins, you know. He showed some really
much
good
better.
Things tonight and really battled in there. And, yeah, he got caught on that screen there right at the end. But the you know most of his plays were plays of aggression, even the offensive interference. He was doing exactly what he wanted to do, and it was very close to being a legal play, you know, just like a hair of being a legal play. And so, yeah, maybe DeMarcus Cousins is that guy. I think Game 6 is going to be tough. I think if the Warriors win – you know, the next two games, or if they win Game 6 and force a Game 7, I think it's going to be just like the one we just saw. I think it's going to be a grinder, and I think it's going to come right down to the last few seconds.
Well, let's spend a few minutes talking about Kevin Durant, because there was a lot of questions about if he wanted to play with the free agency decision impending. Also, people questioned his toughness. And, hey, when you're watching the game and you see him jumping around before the game and you see the way that he started off, you know, there was a lot of people that said, well, why didn't he play in Game 4 then? What a tough performance by Durant. So unfortunate to see the injury. But I think we could all stop questioning and having this narrative about his toughness and his desire to play because, hey, he risked a lot going in there and playing, and unfortunately it didn't work out with the new injury.
Yeah, you know, it's really heartbreaking, you know, to see a guy who worked that hard. And, you know, if you watch him, and I didn't appreciate this, to be honest with you, until I got to see him day to day, he is maniacal about his work. He puts in so much work, gets up so many shots, and he really, you know, outworks a lot of other great players just by putting in this extra time. And he's so, you know, dedicated to being a great player. And to me, the thought process of him not wanting to play was absurd because he is a competitor. He wants to play. And one of the reasons he came to the Warriors was he loved the atmosphere. And, you know, he wanted to play with some of the best guys on the planet. And so I think that, you know, the whole narrative that way was really weird to me. And, you know, it's one thing if you have a player, you know, and it's mid-season and he's on a good team – and you know you're going to the playoffs. Okay, well then, yeah, take an extra time or make sure and check off all the boxes and maybe even take more time than what the medical people say and, you know, get yourself mentally ready to do it. But in this case, the Warriors have great medical people. They checked all the boxes, and it's an Achilles injury, you know, which is basically, you know, an Achilles can go any time. You know, if you look in the past, DeMarcus Cousins, it wasn't doing anything ridiculous. It just went on him. J.J. Barea, same thing. He was just running, and it just went right out on him. You know, an Achilles is one of those injuries that nobody can really predict, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. It just goes. And so in this case, I think for Kevin, it's just heartbreaking. He's a tremendous competitor, and you know, he's part of the Warriors story the last 2 years of winning back-to-back titles.
And you saw the mutual respect for Kevin Durant by both teams, because even when the Raptors fans, and hey, the Raptors fans have been great in these playoffs, and we have a great appreciation for their love for the game, but it was really disheartening to see some fans waving at him and cheering, and it was a nice job by the Raptors players to really tell the fans to zip it.
Yeah, you know, a little disappointed initially, but I was really proud of Serge Ibaka and Kyle Lowry to get out there and to try to change that narrative. And I think everybody gets caught up in the moment of things, and it's just too bad. You know, Kevin's a great player, and the league owes him a lot for, you know, the attention he brings to the league and the type of player that he is. He's a great guy, great player, and he does it the right way. You know, he plays to win, and that's what we want all of our stars to do, is to find a way to play to win, and not just for money and not just for shots. You know, play to win rings, and that's what he's all about.
Hey, Tim, rest up. We appreciate it. We hope to see 7 games of this, because as a fan, it's been a whole lot of fun to watch, and I enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks.
If you didn't like the NBA after tonight, you're never going to like the NBA. So.
Be well, Tim. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.